Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm Grant Turgeon. We're actually recording this show in advance today because on Monday, during this show's usual time slot, there will be the Herbert W. Armstrong College orientation. All of the radio producers will be tied up with that. I'll be there listening to that live. So we're doing this show ahead of time. And it's raining pretty heavily outside. It's a really beautiful change in the weather there. Well, I actually got a really nice message of encouragement from a listener in Kansas City earlier this week after my last Behind the Work episode. He said that he appreciated how the episode made him think more about the whole reason people are called today is to support God's work. And I was so thankful for that message that I actually asked him what he would like for me to cover today. He actually asked about me covering Imperial Academy or Armstrong College and how those institutions help us do the work. So today we're going to focus on Imperial Academy, and probably for the next episode we'll get into Armstrong College. Philadelphia Church of God Pastor General Gerald Flurry wrote an article in the Philadelphia News in October 2008 titled "Imperial Academy: Essential for Our Age." And this article made me realize something that I didn't really remember or understand before. And this is probably the one thing in the work today that differs from the work under Herbert W. Armstrong in the Worldwide Church of God. Mr. Armstrong, in 1978, wrote that though the college had started with virtually no money, its success was even too rapid. We added imperial schools and other operations which were not directly needed for the Great Commission. The college grew into three campuses, two in the U.S. and one in England. Later, we were forced to close imperial schools and other non-essential operations. Obviously, Imperial Academy is in existence today, and by the time you're hearing this, the orientation will be on that very night, Monday night. The first day of school is on Tuesday. It's going into its 12th year of operation. Something must have changed from the time Mr. Armstrong wrote this in 1978 to now for us to be doing something very different from what Mr. Armstrong said. Because if you look at any other aspect of the work from Mr. Armstrong, the Philadelphia Church of God has replicated that, trying to uphold that legacy that God established in the sixth era of the church. But with Imperial Academy, it's different. Why is that? Well, as Mr. Flurry shows in this article, again, it's titled Imperial Academy Essential for Our Age. It will be in the show notes of the program. This is a very different age. This is a time that is far more dangerous than it was 40 plus years ago. The public school systems have gotten a lot worse. The education is deficient and dumbed down. The depravity in those schools is really more than we can imagine, more than I could ever even speak about. I last went to public school well over a decade ago now. And even since then, I've heard from young people in the church about basically new inventions of disgusting behavior. So we're talking about just more and more creativity in worldly behavior, disgusting behavior that really does corrupt the mind and scar people for a long time. That's what's going on at public schools right now. There are a lot of schools where people can't even hardly read. It's not going very well. There's schools where teachers get physically attacked. Obviously, the standard is really low, and it's gotten so much worse since the time Mr. Armstrong was alive. I have here also just a page of general information about Imperial Academy. Like I said, it's going into its 12th year of operation. It started in August 2008. It's privately supported. It's non-accredited. It's co-educational, and it goes from kindergarten all the way through senior year of high school. It's sponsored by the Philadelphia Church of God and headquartered here in Edmond, Oklahoma. It's the sister institution of Herbert W. Armstrong College. Imperial Academy bases its education on the revealed knowledge contained in God's inspired word. As Mr. Fleury showed in his article, it's extremely important to have Imperial Academy now. For one thing, back when Mr. Armstrong did Imperial Schools, he was unable to operate beyond Pasadena, California, the church's headquarters at the time. They didn't have the capability of broadcasting over the internet all of these different classes and reaching young people really around the entire world. So the capability today is obviously a lot stronger for reaching more people. Also, back when Mr. Fleury said this, he actually mentioned how this is the type of education that worldly children could benefit from and possibly be a part of. That's how important it is, basically, to rescue our young people from the evils in the world right now. Here is what Mr. Fleury writes in this article. Look at this prophecy about the time just before Christ returns. And he's quoting Luke 1, verse 17 here. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And then that's also very similar to Malachi 4, verses 5 through 6. It's talking about one man restoring family, restoring strong families to the church. Mr. Fleury writes here, one commission God gives his church is to feed the flock. We can do a lot of that through Imperial Academy. It will help to lift the standard in our families worldwide. So, of course, a lot of the time we want to be careful of letting other people raise our children. The priority still must be in the home for helping our young people live the right way. But Imperial Academy really helps a lot with that. It's a secondary way of helping our young people grow. Like he said there, one commission is to feed the flock. That's secondary to the church warning the entire world, preaching a message of hope to the world and warning them. But obviously, within the church, the people must be developed too. How important it is to develop the young people. That's probably Satan's easiest target. Going after the young people while they haven't yet made a lifelong choice to follow God. These are the people who are already in the church, the most important group for the church to reach because they're already here. God doesn't have to work miracles to bring people out of the world because they're already right here in the church. And theoretically, they all have families that can help them choose this way of life. So Imperial Academy, extremely important. Mr. Fleury writes about the parents' responsibility here. He talks about here how when the parents let down, Satan is right there waiting. He writes, and look at the fruits. Look at young people today. They are degenerating in every way imaginable. Our young people today are lost. Anyone who knows anything about true values understands that. It is over. You're not going to be able to bring those children back. We have reached the point of no return. This world has become Sodom and Gomorrah. Parents are having a party while their children are being wrecked by the devil. If you doubt whether there is a devil, just look at the degeneration you see today in our young people. He talks here about Deuteronomy 11, where it's basically saying how parents need to constantly be teaching their children every moment of the day, just looking out for areas where the children can be taught. But what a benefit, what a supplement to that Imperial Academy can be. Going back to this packet of general information about Imperial Academy, Imperial's educational aims can be summed up in Proverbs 22, verse 6, which states, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." So, of course, that starts with the parents in the home. You can't go to kindergarten until you're age 5. So the parents have to be getting them on the right track before that, obviously. It says here, "The Word of God is the foundation of all knowledge, as is taught at Herbert W. Armstrong College. Often by college age, however, students have already been programmed to dismiss the existence of a creator in every field of study. Imperial Academy, as a primary and secondary educational institution, teaches young people how to base their learning and thinking on the Holy Bible. This foundational revealed knowledge opens up deeper understanding in all manner of subjects, science, art, music, health, etc., and prepares them for sound higher learning in young adulthood." So you can see basically this is like an educational pipeline to help us raise our young people before they get to college age, when maybe they're a little bit more set in these worldly ways. Like it says here, they're being programmed to dismiss the existence of a creator. That's what happens in most educational institutions in the world. They're being indoctrinated into thinking that God doesn't even exist, into thinking that evolution is the proper alternative to religion, to the existence of a creator. So Imperial Academy helps our young people along to the point where when they are older, when they are young adults living outside of the home, hopefully able to go to Armstrong College too, they have more of an open mind. They're trying actually to prove the truth. They're not so susceptible to brainwashing, which is what you see so often in colleges today. They riot when a speaker they disagree with comes to their campus. There's a reason why that never happens at Armstrong College, and it's only being strengthened by the fact that so many Armstrong College students are also Imperial Academy graduates. Imperial Academy teaches a lot of lessons beyond just what the classes teach, beyond just the sit-down information. It goes beyond learning facts about history or learning mathematical equations. Again, the Bible is the foundation. They learn how to view every other subject, every other bit of information they come across in life through the right prism, through the right foundation of the Holy Bible. There's a really nice article from actually Alexa Turgeon, my own sister. This is from about 5 years ago. It's titled "Lessons from a Dress Code," and it just shows how when this ruling came out that the students at Imperial Academy should apply or basically wear a uniform, a lot of the students were upset. And she came home and she told my dad about it one day, and he basically just told her, "Would you rather go to public school?" And basically that stopped her complaints dead. Because the contrast is so clear. Going to public school is a pretty tough experience, especially now where the pull is just so tough to go against. And that's why so many young people end up leaving the church. There's been some great Trumpet Daily Radio shows recently about just horrendous music and movies and video games that really do poison the mind. And those types of things are extremely prevalent in public schools. There is a pressure to go along with those latest trends, and that pressure just doesn't exist at Imperial Academy, thankfully. But this article here, "Lessons from a Dress Code," I could relate to some of that as well. I thought I was pretty well behaved before I went to Imperial Academy. I finished off high school at IA, and I realized I might have a bit of a government problem. I might not be as respectful to authority as I thought I was. When there's so few students and there's a more ideal student-teacher ratio, you actually learn a lot more about yourself in situations like that. When you're told what to do, the teachers are actually going to notice whether you do it. You're held to a much higher standard. Back in this article from Mr. Fleury, he's talking about basically 3 points from a Worldwide Church of God article about imperial schools, back when they used to have imperial schools before it was shut down. And he's talking about how ministers and teachers have to instruct. They have to teach, and our children should be listening to ministers and teachers. What a blessing it is for the young people at Imperial Academy to be taught by ministers, to be taught by headquarters staff members, and all based on God's word. Not to have to bring in teachers who maybe don't believe in the core doctrines of the church, or who don't believe even much in the existence of God, or aren't that religious. There is really a unity of instruction there. Here, Mr. Fleury is quoting from this article, and he says, "This is God's plan for education. It is a perfect balance between the home, the church, and the schools. The world does not follow this procedure today. In fact, the world mainly advocates for the erasure of the family influence, the erasure of religious belief, and mainly just allowing schools and the government to raise children." So that's why I've been trying to make it very clear that schools are not primarily responsible. It has to be the family, but the schools are, the school part of it is really important too, to help them escape from some of the bad influences. Mr. Fleury says, "We want to make it as exciting for them as we can." He says, "We'll really help our children develop their talents." And then finally, he says, "We want our young people to see how exciting and wonderful life is if they do it God's way." Yesterday, I had the opportunity to sit in on a meeting with some of the decision makers here at headquarters, and every topic they discussed really was just centered on the idea of giving. They were talking about a lot of life-changing experiences that they want to offer to the young people in this church. And it really is emotional to think about it, because it's really all about give. Even behind closed doors, it's not about how can we make a couple thousand dollars here and there, not about what can be gained personally. It's about giving, regardless of the cost. A lot of the time the cost part of it is rarely considered, just because of the fact that the opportunity is so huge. And if you just look at the opportunities the young people in the church have to go over to Jerusalem and be part of an archaeological excavation, how many young people can go to college and then have their college send them over to Jerusalem to do something like that? There's an Irish dance program here for the young people, and it really is approaching the level of world class, and they get the chance to perform in these really spectacular musicals and other performances, and who knows if those opportunities could just keep on expanding too. They have just the highest quality musical instruction as well. Recently, I got to interview the music director here, Mr. Ryan Malone, on my other show, Trumpet Bookshelf. He just has to be one of the very best musicians in the entire world, and he's right here to help our young people. They get to go to Philadelphia Youth Camp and have 3 weeks of just intensive activity, really centered around their spiritual lives. It all starts with prayer and study in the morning. They learn those habits. And then they move from there. They hear lectures. They're just inundated with God's way of life the entire time. And then, of course, Imperial Academy. What kind of opportunity is that to go from kindergarten through grade 12 and then hopefully to go on through 4 years of Armstrong College, have these great opportunities. I really have to credit Imperial Academy immensely for being in the church today, for getting to go to Armstrong College, for getting to be married and have a child now, and to be employed by the work right now. It really is a life-saving experience for our young people, especially when you contrast it to what they're escaping in worldly schools. And it's also even ideal over homeschooling because they get that social interaction. It's available online too, and there's a lot of interaction, even if they're just taking the classes live online, just to be around people of like mind, people who are not going to pressure you to get into all of the vices that are out there, but to maybe just pressure you to raise the standard and achieve more in the sense of doing the work. So really just an incredible institution, Imperial Academy. It is more, like I said, the second commission, because the first commission is about reaching out to the world. But it's so important to reach these young people, to really show how to raise up the next generation of leaders. That's really probably where the biggest contrast between the church and the world is seen, just the difference in young people, people who come here from the community to our various concerts talk about that all the time. The ushers, the ticket takers, all of our young people from the college are clean cut, they're friendly, they're articulate, they really do present the church and the work the right way. And it's hard to find a lot of upstanding young people out there. They're just not being taught the right way in the family. The schools are letting them down big time and not teaching the real values, not teaching them how to live. And then they go out in the real world just completely unequipped for handling the responsibilities of work or raising a family. So to have Imperial Academy now is just an incredible opportunity, especially because of how much worse the world is getting. So we've been talking today about Imperial Academy and how this is a really important part of doing the work. It's actually mainly the one distinct thing that makes the work now different from what it was under Mr. Armstrong. Times are worse, and it requires more training, more discipline, a lot more protection than it ever used to, with Satan being cast down and being as angry as he is. So Imperial Academy, always a blessing. Great to be a part of it. Great to be able to pass that on to the next generation as well. So thanks so much for listening today. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.